For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Thursday. Yeah, give it to me, Ben. Thank you. We did it at 6. We'll do it again at 8:45. Have you heard the good news? Seth, have you heard the good news? I know you have. The Astros.
I barely slept last night.
I know. It was very
exciting. I've been out partying. I was climbing light posts. Yeah.
They're going to crease the lampposts in Seth's neighborhood.
Yeah, the HOA has now said that whenever the Astros rise to above 500 record, we got to grease the light posts because Seth's going to be out there trying to climb them.
Five tops and a Crisco on the light posts outside Seth's house.
Yep.
12-11, man. They're above 500 again for the first time since the first week of the season. And things are starting to come together a little bit now. Like these last night, score a few runs on a little soft contact. It's not perfect, but you got an Isak Paredes home run into the Crawford boxes. He's hit 4 home runs this year, all landing in the Crawford boxes, just like all the computer nerds drew it up when they brought in pull-heavy Isak Paredes onto the squad. And Christian Walker got 3 hits last night. Man had a nice double to left center, drove the ball a little bit. And the biggest thing is Ronel Blanco. Framber, I think, is going to be fine. I'm not worried about him yet. Hunter Brown has been, I'll blindly say he's been the best pitcher in baseball. I know there's others that have similar ERAs and whatnot. I'd take Hunter Brown over anybody right now. 24 straight scoreless innings. And with Spencer Arrighetti out, and, Lance McCullers is going to be coming back soon, but we don't know what that's going to look like. Ronel Blanco pitching against a good Toronto lineup last night into the 7th inning. Boy, he works Toronto, man. He's pitched against them a bunch, and he pitches well. That's who his no-hitter was against last year. Early in the season was against the Blue Jays. Here was Joe Espada last night, following last night's 5-1 win over the Blue Jays on Ronel Blanco.
Yeah, you know what? I thought today, stuff-wise, has been his best all season. Fastball up to 96. The depth on his slider was great. And he used more his curveball to get quick outs in the first couple innings. I thought his stuff was outstanding. He pounded the zone. He was efficient. That was a strong performance by Ronel Blanco.
Yeah, man. And let some of the guys behind him do some of the work.
Yeah, and with Blanco, so much of it has been wondering if him not doing nearly as much work in the offseason as he typically does. He usually plays winter ball. And they asked him or suggested to him that he lay off that this year because he's a starter. He needs to make it through a 162-game season, and that was one of the things that he struggled with last year. So I was growing tired of that explanation, so I'm glad that he had that performance that he did last night. I haven't looked up his Dominican numbers. I don't think that he sucks in winter ball every year, and that sucking in winter ball is part of his process for getting ready for the season, and that somehow, he just had to stink through spring training in the first part of the regular season. So there's a little bit more to it. He said he's been working on some things mechanically that he's had to get used to. So this along with the hitting, The two things, I knew that the hitting would come around at some point. I knew that they wouldn't have the majority guys on the team hitting below 200 for the entire Major League Baseball season.
Yeah.
With the pitchers, you just never know, especially with guys that don't have a boatload of Major League experience. We just don't know exactly what Ronel Blanco is, you know, for an entire season. Like, we don't know what the, hey, what should I expect year to year with him is. So it was very nice to see that yesterday.
Yeah, he's, you know, and if you look big picture, not that I want to get, you know, not that I want to lose the 2025 vibes here. You know, they're back above 500. That's good. So a few of these guys are starting to turn the corner. Maybe offensively, we'll see. If they can just get a few of them hitting like they normally hit, this is going to be a good baseball team. But a guy like Blanco, Seth, too, just long-term, is a real key to keeping this metaphorical window open for the Astros. You know, they're going to lose Framber Valdez after this season. I'm not saying Ronel Blanco is going to be an ace for this staff. I do think Hunter Brown is going to be an ace for this staff. But this run of Astros, at first dominance, and now I'll say relevance and being a good baseball team, not a great baseball team, it's been fueled by the depth of the pitching staff. You know, they when they've been good, it's because they've got three or four quality major league starters that they can trot out there. At times, one or two of them being Cy Young candidates. I don't think Ronel Blanco is ever going to contend for a Cy Young.
Yeah.
But you can't have him fall off the grid. Like, he has to remain a guy who can be in the middle of your rotation and eat up 160 and 180 innings for you, not just this season, but especially after this season, when you're going to lose a guy, in all likelihood, who's been one of the best pitchers in the American League the last 5 years.
The other positive developments on the pitching side of things is Forrest Whitley pitching those two relief innings the other day, 2 days ago. Lance McCullers, as soon as he's over this stomach illness. So
they mentioned on the broadcast he's pitching this weekend. So for those who missed it, because I don't think you and I have talked about it on the show, for those who missed it, he missed his start this past weekend for what Seth was just saying. He had some sort of stomach bug or something like
and
that.
And then Taylor Scott got his U.S. citizenship.
Yeah, man.
So there you go. Yeah.
Taylor Scott. He's like,
Ironically enough, he's playing a Canadian team, but they were in Houston. Well, but we don't have to worry about Taylor Scott all of a sudden being gone. It's like personal issues.
It's, you know,
deported.
It seems like we've got issues with Canada lately, so we need as many Americans on our side as we can get. So welcome aboard. Welcome to Team America, Taylor Scott. Thank you. Did you see the picture of him trying to be as American as he could possibly look yesterday?
No, what did
he
do?
Oh, he went and bought a Coors t-shirt at Target or something like that. Jeans on, ball cap, Yeah, he was channeling his
now
America.
Now he's just got to gain 30 pounds.
Right, and start smoking something.
I was talking to my brother-in-law about that the other day, about how fat we are as Americans. And it just came up because somebody was telling a story about some guy who's like 45 years old and still getting in bar fights, and somebody they went to high school with. And my brother-in-law was like, yeah, you know, man, he doesn't seem like you see bar fights as much as you used to. And I said, well, part of that is that, Kirk, I don't think you're out in bars during the fighting hours. Yeah.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax. For a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5 or $1.25 each. Signature Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And enjoy an exclusive digital deal on Sargento shredded or sliced cheeses. 5 to 8 ounce selected varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Yeah. As much these days, you're home and in bed. But also, I wonder if by and large, even though you see it on social media a lot, we're just too fat to be fighting.
I think
it is exhausting to get in a fist fight, man.
It's tiring. There's a lot of cardio involved, no doubt about that. I think that's a good hypothesis. I think the other thing though is that back in the day there were no phones. You know, there's nobody filming it. You know, now people are filming it. And now you're sitting, you're one vigilant iPhone person away from having some sort of assault charge or civil lawsuit on your hands, you know?
Let me hear from the 20-somethings in our audience. Like, do you guys actually see a lot of bar fights anymore?
Yeah.
Used to be kind of just part of the whole experience. Was it at some point the entertainment that night was there's going to be a bar fight. There's going to be a fight somewhere, either in or outside the bar.
I've got my own focus group on my phone with my two sons are 27 and 25 years old, and I don't know if I had to guess, if I had to wonder, have either of them ever been in a fight, like a bar fight? Yeah. It's like minus 2,000. No, that they haven't been.
I bet it's still. It would depend. I bet. In rural areas, it's probably still pretty high.
Yeah.
Like the more law enforcement there is, that it's probably less and less. Just in like actual bars, not clubs, is a whole different dynamic.
Yeah.
But like just say a bar.
And when you weigh in, tell us if you have been in. Oh, too many weapons these days. Somebody's saying no one wants to get shot. That's a thought on the text page. Are the final
take notes, Taylor Scott?
Are the final words that are uttered before a fight these days still, you think you're better than me? Is that the final thing that gets said before?
You
think you're better than me. Pow. Blammo. Yeah.
There used to be so many fights just over the dumbest of all reasons, which is you're in a bar that's got 300 people in it. Its capacity is 200 people. And somebody gets angry that somebody bumped into you. Is there trying to wade through? How dare you?
Well,
and then you slap them with a white glove. That's how I always did it.
Especially if it involves a spilled drink.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're in a bar with Aaron Hernandez, don't spill a drink near him. It gets real after that. I don't think you have to worry about Aaron specifically, but anybody who's wired like Aaron Hernandez was. All right, into the 9 o'clock hour we go. We mentioned it a little bit earlier. There is smoke and scuttlebutt surrounding the Houston Texans right now and what direction they may go in this draft. And we're not even talking player. We're talking about what direction they move in the first round. Multiple insiders saying that the Texans could be up to something. We will we'll sniff around it and see if we think that this has validity. We will do that coming up next.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.